All right, Keith, that's the reason we're talking to you today. You are an amateur photographer. You're in the Lewis Rehoboth area, and your stuff is just fantastic. Let's go back a little bit, and you haven't been doing this very long. Give me your background.
Well, first, I mean, thank you for the flowers and the nice words. You know, I've been taking pictures, and we'll, you know, put that in quotes, taking pictures for a long time. I mean, you know, since I was a kid, I loved it, but I never really knew that much about it. I always had some sort of an automatic type camera that did everything for me. All I had to do was aim it and push the button. But it hasn't been until probably the last 5 years that I've really gotten into the art of photography and gotten, you know, myself a digital camera and where I can set the settings, I can tell it what to do, and then push the button. So, I mean, that's where I am right now, and I'm totally enjoying it. And, I don't have anything that I really specialize in. I will tell you that I had no interest in shooting weddings or anything like that. I don't know that I have the patience for that.
So if you're listening and you're getting married, Keith doesn't want to shoot your wedding.
Exactly. My number becomes unlisted.
Hey, talk to me about why photography? Of all the arts, why not something else?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, that's a good question. I haven't really thought about that. You know, I tried art in school and that kind of thing, and I was just okay at it. But I kind of think I like to think that I have sort of an artistic eye for the photography end of it. And, you know, from what I read online and everything and I hear from comments, people tend to agree that I kind of have, you know what to shoot and when to shoot it. Let's put it that way.
Have you just been going out there and doing this on your own, or do you take lessons?
I started out just doing it on my own. I did take part of a class over at Del Tech one time, and it just, I don't know. I always didn't like school very much, so I probably didn't like that class very much either. But I have been fortunate in the fact that I know a lot of local photographers, and gosh, they've always been generous with their knowledge and have shared, you know, different tidbits of information that I needed to know.
I've seen some of your stuff, everything from nature to, you know, recently this weekend you were at NASA Wallops flight facility down in Accomack County shooting the Antares rocket launch. What is your favorite thing, though, to shoot?
I guess there's a couple of ways to answer that, and they're very simple and maybe a little selfish. I don't know. What I love to shoot the best is what makes me happy to look at, and what I love shooting the second best is what makes everybody else happy to look at, I guess.
You've started selling your stuff. Tell us where we can look at your photographs. Tell us how we can purchase your photographs.
Well, I have a couple of places. I don't have my own website. I use online. I use Flickr. It's FLIKRNOE.com. And then you can find me by searching for MISE_1. And that'll find my photo stream. And then there's some different albums on there you can check out. But locally, my wife has a shop out on Route 9 in between Lewis and Georgetown. And it's called Sassy Chic. And I do have several 8x10 photographs in there that are matted, mounted, and on display. I think for the month of November and maybe even to December, I have about 27, 28 photographs hanging up at the Nassau Vineyards. They wanted to display in there. They like to keep something on their walls, so they use different artists.